Conflict between traditional cultural roles and modern pressures are everywhere in present-day Indian life. Nowhere is that conflict more apparent than with tribal gaming. New economic realities have led to concerns in Indian country about balancing preservation of traditional values and culture with the need for economic growth. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Chuck Beck now takes us to Flandreau.
It could be argued that recess is one of the best things about first grade. On a chilly September morning, groups of Flandreau kids are playing outside the local elementary school. These first grade students may not realize it, but the reading assignments they will be doing later today are thanks to this. It's good time, big time fun at the River Casino. Just a couple of miles from the school sits a three-level building the size of two football fields. The Royal River Casino houses a restaurant, a hotel, conference rooms, a gambling hall, and a concert venue. Flandreau Public Schools Superintendent Rick Weber says this casino is helping keep the school system afloat.
Well, we had this federal grant that ran out 2 years ago. Well, just like any federal grant and that sort of thing, when it runs out, it runs out. Well, the program showed great increase of skills and reading ability at the first grade level. We look to ways to fund it, and with the funding system we have in our South Dakota public schools right now, we would not be able to come up with the almost $200,000 to keep it going.
Unlike some of the other tribal casinos in South Dakota, the Royal River Casino is close to a major population center, Sioux Falls. The casino has proved to be highly successful for the tribe, bringing in thousands of dollars each year for tribal government. Sam Allen, the Economic Development Coordinator for the Flandreau Santee Sioux Tribe, says most of the community is supportive of the casino.
We employ about 540 people, and the majority of the population here, one way or another, is employed, whether they're supporting a family or a relative.
Scott Kellogg is staring at a TV in the corner of Fat Boy's Bar in downtown Flandreau, while two men to his left are prodding him to answer Jeopardy questions. Kellogg has sort of a weathered and ruddy complexion with long hair. He's a Flandreau native, but he is one in this community who has mixed feelings about the casino.
Some of the bad points are they bring in some different people from different places that you probably don't want in your town, but because they're here, they come in. So it's a catch-22. It really is. It's a catch-22. What do you do?
A few minutes ago, Dick Grafing was sparring with Kellogg over Jeopardy. But he now agrees on the impact of the casino. Grafing says the money generated isn't trickling down to those who need it.
It's just undercutting the rest of the community. Most of these people come in there, they go down there, they gamble, they never come downtown. So it didn't do us any good at all.
Medical records.
Receptionist Betty Jacobs answers the phone in the medical records department at Keystone Treatment Center in Canton. The rehabilitation center helps treat gambling addicts, and gambling counselor Sue Van Doren says the casino can create addiction in Indian country.
I think the accessibility makes a lot of difference. I mean, the closer that one is to a casino or even, you know, a video lottery where they have video lottery or any kind of even off-track betting or, you know, different types of gambling, that there's a higher increase for addiction.
But Flandreau Mayor Warren Ludeman notes that the positive economic impact of the casino cannot be overlooked.
The casino is our largest employer within the city, and it's created a lot of jobs, and that means payroll that comes back into the community. And so there's a huge economic impact from the employment of people within the community.
Tribal communities are some of the poorest areas in South Dakota and the nation. Tribal officials say casinos prove to be one of the few solid investments on reservations and the only vehicle that many tribes use to raise money. Allen says the tribes have the sovereign right to build and operate casinos free from state regulations.
We can do things. We can own businesses. We can start businesses. But we have to have the tools to do it. we don't receive any aid from the state whatsoever. But if we have what the market can bear, like anybody else, we could do so much more in terms of development.
But George Eagleman, a counselor at Keystone Treatment Center in Canton, says the tribes aren't getting a real taste of sovereignty.
You know, the sovereignty, I think, is not a true sovereignty. It's a limited sovereignty, you know. And the only reason the tribes have casinos on the reservation is because the state has it. And any gambling that is offered through the state, the tribes are entitled to do the same thing. So they have a compact with the state to build those casinos. And if state should ever decide to do it with gambling, then the tribes have to shut down too, you know. So they believe that gambling is going to really bring the, any type of bring economy into the reservations and economic infrastructure, et cetera, or some business ventures, and it just doesn't happen.
Many, like Eagleman, add that traditional cultural values can be in conflict with casinos. Those who are against gaming say some tribes in South Dakota haven't developed casinos because local elders oppose this form of business. But Economic Development Coordinator Sam Allen has a different take. In fact, he says the casino is eyeing plans to expand, but he says adding on more gaming machines and a bigger concert hall would require state approval.
The community will be better off for the expansion, just for the fact that there'll be more jobs, there'll be more money that's contributed to the community fund for education, roads, infrastructure. So the tribe is better off with gaming. And if we're able to continue, I can see a lot of changes within Moody County.
But Eagleman says rather than pushing for expansion, the tribe should take a deeper look at the problems that could arise from gambling.
If gambling wasn't there and was being introduced and was about to happen, then I would take consensus, or if it's happening now, with the consensus to see how many are really addicted, you know, to pathological gambling. And if a population of 15,000 is, you got 2,000 that are addicted, you know, then probably I will look at the business aspect of what the casino can produce for the tribe and the money they make, then we'll probably establish more treatment facilities, you know, that can help them, educate them.
Sherwin and Pam Linton are a regular country music act at Royal River Casino. They sing in a small gambling hall that tribal officials hope to expand into a large concert venue. While casino managers are putting their efforts towards expansion, some Native people in South Dakota are concerned about the impacts of gambling and the role big business should play in their culture. In the end, the approval for expansion will come not from tribal residents, but from the state of South Dakota.
More Tribes of Dakota in a moment.